And day two of the disciplinary trial for Baltimore police officer Cesar Goodson Jr., Sean Malone, Goodson's lawyer, criticized Montgomery County's investigation of the April 2015 Freddie Gray case and police department policy and procedure at the time of the incident. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benassi was there and has more now. Dominique, let's start with the Montgomery County investigation of the incident led by Detective Thomas Curtis. What were Malone's criticisms of Curtis's investigation?
First thing is that Curtis began his investigation on paper on June 13th of 2016. But actually, he says he began his actual investigation on September of 2016. Another thing we have to remember in this case of this investigation was that under the Law Enforcement Officer's Bill of Rights, he could have interrogated and or interviewed suspects, witnesses, whomever in the case, multiple times. So, when Malone says Curtis never corroborated Sergeant Alicia White's story that Goodson went to shock trauma after Freddie Gray had been sent to the medical center, even in the interrogation of Goodson, Curtis never asked if he went to shock trauma. Now, a second thing is materials from the criminal case could have been used in Curtis's investigation, like medical information that the medical examiners gave, anything like that to help put together the pieces of this investigation. And again, those items were not used. Thirdly, Malone also says certain statements by Rice and others were not collected in Curtis's investigation, and ultimately says that they didn't point to any complete picture of the case. He was basically trying to rip the investigation apart to prove that the investigation was not worthy of being used as evidence.
What did we hear from the other witnesses who took the stand yesterday?
So we heard from Officer Mark Gladhill, Officer William Porter, and Officer Edward Nero. All were patrol officers at the time of the incident in the Western District, and they all knew Goodson pretty well.
We've already heard from these witnesses during the criminal proceedings of Officer Goodson in circuit court last year. Two of those officers faced charges in the Freddie Gray case.
That's right, yes. They testified in Goodson's criminal trial also, in which he was accused of murder but then acquitted. Now they're really helping the panel put together the pieces of the incident, and you have to think it's been 2 years since this incident happened. They have been interviewed multiple times by now, and this is what Malone, Goodson's lawyer, was saying. They've been interviewed multiple times by now. It's kind of a memory that has been kind of shifting and fading with time, and he says putting time between the incident and these interviews and even the interrogations by Detective Curtis really was 22 months after the investigation that even Goodson was interviewed. So you have to think there's been a lot of time that's gone between these incidents that people can't remember a lot of the specific details.
Back to yesterday's proceedings, what policies were being called into question by Malone?
Malone spoke mostly on the police department's old policy, K-14, that was renamed and reworded 11-14. While the police department attorney Neil Duke argued two policies mirrored each other, Malone said that they did not, and he had three pretty good reasons for it. First, K-14, the old policy, was switched out for 11-14, the new policy, on April 3rd, 2015. That's 9 days before the incident actually occurred. However, none of the officers that testified, the three that I just mentioned, were aware of the change in policy. And then you have to look at the wording within these two policies. So the old policy talks about bringing a detainee to seek medical attention upon the observation or knowledge that he hurt himself in some way. Now, the new policy states that you can bring a detainee into the hospital upon the request. So the difference between bringing someone to the hospital is based on necessity and based upon request for the new policy. So there's all these kind of little details about these policies that the wording has been shifted, and that's what really they're arguing to prove that Officer Goodson either did or did not follow along with these policies and to what extent he knew about these policies.
The disciplinary trial continues today. What should we expect in today's proceedings?
So we're expecting to hear from other officers today that were directly involved in the handling of Freddie Gray that day, and really, again, just helping piece together the pieces of the incident that day for the panel.
Dominique Maria Benassi is WYPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.